You're listening to Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello again to all the cosmic explorers and stargazers. Your cosmic companion Alia is here to guide you through the wonders of the universe on our beautiful celestial journey. This is Kalam Astro, and I'm excited tonight for a very, very special reason. And it is because we will be talking about my number one favorite celestial body, which is, well, I have mentioned that yesterday, to be honest, when we talked about the sun. And I kind of know or have a feeling that you know which celestial body I'm talking about, of course. Now, again and again, I have to mention that since the start of our journey in 2023, we've charted our course across the vast expanse of space. And now we stand on a new chapter or a new year in 2024. And I'm sure that we've got lots to discuss and lots of fun facts about space that we will enjoy together. Right, so prepare yourself for an extraordinary night filled with celestial marvels as we delve into the depth of space and witness its own inspiring wonders. So get ready to fasten your seatbelts because we will be going on our rocket, as always, that takes us to space. And I encourage you, do not go anyway and do not stray too far. We're coming right back after the break. So I don't know, should I leave it as a guess for you guys to guess which planet we will be talking about? So yeah, keep thinking about that. So don't go anywhere. The episode is surely going to be an exciting one. So stay tuned and join me on this interstellar journey right here on Pulse 95.
Keeping it local all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95. Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope that you enjoyed the beautiful music Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. That was a very nice music. Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, definitely. Right, so I'm sure all of you are geared up to start our space journey. Now, as I mentioned tonight, actually, it marks a very special episode for me because tonight we will be talking about the moon, which is my personal favorite celestial body. And when I tell you I am a moon freak, I really mean it. I have a bracelet that's got a moon on it. I have 5+ pictures of the moon hanging on my walls in my house. I have a projector that shows a huge moon for me in the dark as I sleep. And yeah, I've painted the moon probably more than 5 to 6 times. Yeah, you can say that I'm an artist. Right. So I can literally sit for hours just watching the moon, talking to the moon. I think there's a song for that one. Anyhow, right, so this is how much I love the moon, and therefore this episode marks a special one for me, and it's very, very dear to my heart. So then again, I do not want to waste any time, so I would like for us to kick off this journey right away. But before we do, let's talk about yesterday's discussion, or discussions, let's say. Now, yesterday, we've actually covered the sun, which is the star at the heart of our solar system. We mentioned that it provides us with light, warmth, and sustains life on our planet. Now, we've also discussed some scary facts as well about the sun. We mentioned that scientists have actually found a star that has engulfed one of its planets. And considering the sun as a star as well, it is most likely to be happening to planet Earth in the future. But the good news is, it won't be around, we won't be around by that time, so because this incident or event takes decades to happen. Right, so we shouldn't be that scared, but sooner or later, Earth will be engulfed by the sun, which is kind of creepy. So yeah, let's be thankful that we won't be around by that time. We also mentioned that the sun also accounts for 99.8% of the solar system. The rest of the percentage is the rest of our solar system's planets, from Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and onwards. And this gives us a clear idea that we barely exist in the solar system. We are nothing compared to the size of the sun and the solar system. Right, that's a bit kind of scary at the same time. Mind-boggling, to be honest. right? So that was a quick explanation or let's say a summary to what we've talked about yesterday night. Now, before we go, let's go back to this exciting episode where we will be talking about the moon. We won't be taking way too long, so I don't want you to change the radio waves. So keep it here with us and do not go anywhere. So stay tuned with us right here on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95, keeping it local all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back, everyone, to Kalam Astro. I hope you enjoyed the music that was Take On Me. And to be honest, I remember this music. I used to play karaoke and I used to sing that song a lot when I was a child. So anyhow, I just wanted to mention that because it kind of like brought memories. Right, so tonight we will be heading to a very special place, which is my favorite place, with the moon. Yeah, which is the moon. So I'm chuffed to bits to have you explore this amazing celestial body with me. So let's not waste any time. I'll be launching the rocket right away. So here we go. Countdown needs to start, so let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to start in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are now near the moon. It's a radiant and enchanting celestial companion that graces the night sky with its serene presence. It is bathed in the soft glow of moonlight, and it whispers tales of ancient mysteries and dreams, painting the night with a charm that beckons us to gaze at its captivating beauty. The moon. The moon is Earth's natural satellite and is known for its captivating visual features. That was beautiful. I feel like a poet, but anyhow, let me go on. The moon also has phases, which change from crescent to full, and this creates a mesmerizing display of light and shadow. It also helps keep Earth steady and causes tides in the sea. The moon has marks from things hitting it, and its shape changes from a little curve to a big round shape. On the moon, snow does not fall. Thunder never rolls. No clouds form in the pitch black sky. Weather on the moon means something completely different than it does on Earth. The lunar climate is dominated by temperature swings of hundreds of degrees. Incoming space rocks of all sizes and particles and energy traveling from the sun and beyond. The moon is a differentiated world. This means that it is made of layers with different compositions. The heaviest materials have sunk down into the moon's center, and the lightest materials have actually gone up to the surface. Studies of the lunar gravity, rotation, and quakes have also helped scientists to understand the moon's layers. At the moon's center is a dense metallic core. This core is largely composed of iron and some nickel. The moon's core is relatively small, about 20% of its diameter, compared to other terrestrial worlds like Earth, with cores, of course, measuring closer to 50% of their diameters. Now, above the core are the mantle and crust. Differences in compositions between these layers tell a story of the moon being largely, or even completely, composed of a great ocean of magma. And magma means is hot fluid or semi-fluid material in its very, very early history, in the moon's very early history. So as the magma ocean began to cool, crystals formed within the magma. So the moon was created when something big hit Earth a long time ago, around 4.5 billion years ago. Now this made a lot of hot, melted and vaporized stuff that became the moon. Now, many ideas about how the moon formed are there, but they still agree that something crashed into Earth and made the moon. Well, I felt like a poet as as I read the information through. Right, I think it's time to go on a break, but there's still more to talk about after the break. For now, over and out until we come back, so keep it here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. With a story to tell.
This is Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed the break and are ready to discuss more about the moon. Now, all right, so without wasting any more time, I have some breaking space news for you all, because NASA is actually launching its first commercial moon launch, which is the Astrobotic Peregrine Mission 1. And this is going to be on YouTube's official NASA broadcast. It is an eye-opener and a must-watch, you guys. You have to watch it. So the event is going to happen tomorrow on Monday, January 8th. Now, let's talk a little bit about this moon launch and how important it is. Now, this is the first commercial moon launch, known as the Astrobotic Peregrine Mission 1. It is part of NASA CLPS, which is the Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, and the Artemis program. It will be scheduled to take place at 2:18 a.m. EST time on Monday, January 8th. Now, in the UAE, this would be actually at 10:18 a.m. on the same day. Now, the mission's objective or aim is to carry NASA science and commercial payloads to the moon's surface to get more studies and to study various lunar properties. So make sure you do not miss the live broadcast at 10:18 a.m. UAE time tomorrow, January 8th. The Astrobotic Peregrine Lunar Lander will lift off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a United Launch Alliance Vulcan rocket. I will give you more updates on what will happen after the launch, and I'm absolutely excited because this mission seems highly promising, to be honest, and I'm sure there will be lots of new information about the moon if this rocket launch was successful. So fingers crossed they succeed and it becomes really successful. Now, let's move on to stargazing. Right, so yesterday we covered half of the celestial events which are coming very, very soon, and tonight we will be covering the rest. So, moving on to January 14th, the moon will actually be near planet Saturn, and the conjunction time will be at 9:31 GMT, that is 1:31 p.m. UAE time. So the moon and Saturn will come the closest to each other in the sky, and Saturn will stay in the sky for about 3 hours after sunset. Yeah, so on January 15th, the moon will be passing in front of Neptune, and this will be visible, and the rest of the world, this will be visible to the rest of the world when it will be near the moon, and it will be close, and the rest of the world can actually see it, not just the UAE, basically. Right, I got a little bit mixed up. Okay, so I hope I'm making this clear. So the moon will be passing in front of Neptune, and it will be near the moon, and anyone can watch it from anywhere in the world. Right, so let's move to January 18th. The moon on January 18th will be near planet Jupiter, and the close approach time is 18:42 GMT, that is 10:42 p.m. UAE time. So the moon and Jupiter will come to the closest to each other in the sky. So the bright planet will be visible near the half-lit moon in the evening. And finally, in January 19th, the moon will be near Uranus, and the conjunction time is 18:11 GMT, which is 10:11 p.m. UAE time. So the moon in Uranus will share the same right ascension. So the dim planet is hard to spot, to be honest, with the with unaided eye. So what you need to do is that you need to get a telescope. This will help you to find planet Uranus near the moon in the sky. So this is the only planet that won't be visible. Right, so as we discussed before, and as I mentioned, so you can recognize and differentiate between a moon and a star through this way. So if it winkles, it's a star. If it doesn't twinkle, then it is a planet. With that being said, we're coming back after the short break, so keep it here with us and don't go anywhere. We will be reading a letter that has never been read before. This sounds exciting, so stay tuned here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Talk about radio? It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
All right, so now that we're back, I have an exciting discussion to have with you guys with regards of the Apollo mission, which is all about the moon landing. Now, before we start talking and debating about moon landings, if it's true or fake, I actually wanted to tackle a very important and interesting part about the Apollo mission moon landing. And I promise you that we will have a full dedicated episode talking about the possibility of moon landings and whether they are fake or true. And we will have a full time to debate with regards to that topic. Now, did you know that the Apollo 11 mission astronauts who successfully landed on the moon on July 20th, 1969, whom are Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, have actually prepared a letter to the world in case they have failed and have passed away or lost their lives during this great mission? This is amazing because they actually had a letter prepared for humanity to read in case they pass away or just never succeed. And it's kind of sad yet emotional at the same time, to be honest, because this letter was actually never read, but it was prepared in case of the death of any of these astronauts or both of them. So I wanted to share with you some parts of this letter. So let's read it together since it was never read. I think it's highly interesting that we see what they have prepared. So in case they have not been able to come back to Earth, that letter was the message to humanity. So, for a minute, let's just imagine both astronauts, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, have lost their lives and did not get back to the moon. And the Apollo 11 mission has failed. So, this is what we will have to read. Let's start. Right, so the letter starts saying, "Fate has ordained that the man who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery, but they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. These two men are laying down their lives in mankind's most noble goal, the search for truth and understanding. They will be mourned by their families and friends. They will be mourned by their nation. They will be mourned by the people of the world. They will be mourned by a Mother Earth that dared send two of her sons into the unknown. In their exploration, they stared the people of the world to feel as one. In their sacrifice, they bind more tightly the brotherhood of man. In ancient days, men looked at stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same, but our heroes are epic men of flesh and blood. Others will follow and surely find their way home. Man's search will not be denied, but these men were the first, and they will remain the foremost in our hearts. For every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know that there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind." Simply beautiful. And sad at the same time. And I think it was a very, very well written letter. And to be honest, I'm glad it was not red, because the Apollo 11 mission was actually successful, and both of them, both astronauts, came back to Earth. So they did not need this letter to be sent to the world and read. But we read it anyways, because it was beautiful and very poetic. Let me add that. Right, so a quick break, and we are going to come back. So don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. So, we are wrapping up our episode for tonight, and I must say, it was a truly enjoyable journey talking about the moon. I felt the time is just passing away real quick. Now, as I mentioned, the moon is my favourite celestial body in our solar system, and I truly enjoy talking about it. And therefore, I must say that we will still need to talk more and more about the moon. I'm so selfish, I know. Anyhow, so, because the truth is, because we really did not cover so much information. We've covered by far like around 20% of the interesting facts and information about our lovely moon. Now, as promised, next time we will be debating about the moon landings and split into two teams, those who believe in the moon landings and those who don't. And we will, try our best to give evidence of the moon landings. I won't tell you on which side I am, but probably you might know, or if you know me very well, you'll know, or if you know how much of a moon freak I am, you'd probably get if on which team I'm on with regards to moon landings. Right, so do text us on 4215 to give us your thoughts and ideas about the moon landings, and if you do believe in it or not, we will be happy to hear your thoughts and ideas. So, to wrap up quickly, we've discussed the moon characteristics tonight. We talked about the astrobotic Peregrine mission, which will happen on January 8th, tomorrow on Monday. That's 10:18 a.m. UAE time. So make sure to mark your calendars to witness this great event tomorrow. We also have had some stargazing tips and talked about which planets will be near the moon this month in January. Not to mention, we also read a letter that has never ever been read before by our grade 2 astronauts who have landed on the moon on the Apollo mission, Apollo 11 mission. I can honestly say that I was quite it was quite an interesting night, and I have actually enjoyed it. And with that being said, do not forget that I love the moon so much, so keep looking at the moon, because as you do, I will be actually looking at the moon as well. So when you keep looking at the moon, make sure that I'm looking at the moon at the same time, and I might be jealous that other people are actually looking at the moon. So the moon is all mine. I love the moon is mine. I'm only kidding, that was only banter. So, right, so the moon is for everyone, and as long as we are under the same moon, we should be very, very happy and delighted to grace ourselves under the beautiful moonlight and, well, be mesmerized by its beauty. Right, I'll catch you up on the flip side next week, we will have more exciting discussions about the moon, space, and beyond. So, right, from our amazing radio waves on Pulse 95, do not leave us. Keep your radio waves right here with us, again on Pulse 95.